The week that was. Here on the K92 Morning Thing. And what a week it was.
Yes,
it was. Say it like, what a week it was.
I feel like it was a really good week, though.
It was.
A very strong week.
And the good thing is I feel like we say that often.
So that's good.
A lot of them, we don't get to Friday and be like, ugh.
Right.
Garbage. How do I even count it down? It was all bad. There was a lot going on this week, so we count down the top moments of the week as kind of a refresher. And Antoine, we learned about Monica's beautiful, hilarious, charming, and deprived son, Hendrix. Poor Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the things that he has to go through and the things that he is deprived of. I mean, here's a child, Antoine,
yes,
who has never been fed mashed potatoes by his mother. His mother will not give him mashed potatoes, which is what he told his teacher. Monica insists it's a lie, but I mean, think about this.
Y'all encourage this madness.
Because what is the proof? This child, an innocent child, Antoine. Children don't lie. They speak the truth.
They speak the truth.
Speak really?
From their heart. And he says, Mommy has never given me mashed potatoes. And the only proof we have to the contrary is Monica saying, nuh-uh. So how is, I mean, where's the proof on that?
Hendrix has never lied to me.
Yeah.
He's never told me a lie. I've never known him to lie. Monica, on the other hand, I can think of lies off the top of my head.
Y'all are something else.
Boy. It's just a crying shame.
You know, I'm going to drop him off at the station. That's what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to drop Hendrix off.
He'll finally get some mashed potatoes. I can tell you that much.
We'll take care of him.
He'll be good to go. This poor, innocent child.
I really hope he gets some for Thanksgiving.
It would be nice.
I really hope. If you could just do one thing for me, just give that boy some mashed potatoes.
I'm going to give him a plate of carrots. Some lettuce, like a rabbit. And yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm like, you don't eat turkey.
Ooh.
You don't get gravy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will put this out there. I don't expect Monica to do this, but you know what? This one, she might.
Because
I'm always asking for Monica to do things and film them so we can watch it. Is give Hendrix a bowl of what you tell him is mashed potatoes. But give him mashed cauliflower instead.
No.
You know, they do the mashed cauliflower.
Not my nephew. Not my nephew.
And then just see what he's like, film him and see if he likes it.
I'll jump in front of that.
You know, I thought you'd like that one.
I do like that.
I figured of all the ones. Oh, come on, yes, Antoine.
That's not my nephew. He deserves better than that.
Yeah, and leave out the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you know what? If you want to go the extra mile, give it to your husband, too, because... Yeah, I like it. There's no potatoes.
This is love it.
You can even get it in that bag, the one where they mix in the cauliflower and the potatoes together.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. We uncovered a conspiracy this week. You know, everyone's always tossing around conspiracy theories, and we unearthed the secret of the coronavirus. I mean, everyone's trying to figure out the source, the reason, who caused the coronavirus, what's going on, and no one was looking at the real culprit. Old people.
It makes no sense. The pandemic hit and now old people living their best life.
Right.
They get everything they want.
Maybe this is an elderly scam. Did we think about that?
This is Beulah and
Sylvester. Yeah. They all got together to plan this out.
Right.
And they're doing the same thing they do every time. And who has spent years and years and years hoarding all the paper products?
Old people.
Old people.
Mm-hmm. I'm canceling bingo night for everybody.
They are laughing.
Ain't no more bingo night.
I cancel bingo night.
I'm taking the tennis balls off the bottom of your walkers.
That's right. Now you finally, I'm not sure what the purpose was of those, but now you don't have
any of it.
Antoine's going hard against the elderly.
I got a bunch of tennis balls in my trunk. Bunch of old people moving slow with their walkers right now.
You know what you do, Antoine, is you replace those tennis balls with racket balls because they're a little slippy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh,
no. Oh, man. You know, we can't be that hard on Monica this week because we're still not entirely sure if she was kidnapped as a baby. I mean, that's
right.
What it comes down to all the time. And we were talking about the random and weird things that you think about and Monica running through all the times that she's wondering if she's been kidnapped in her life. And then Antoine brings up something very interesting.
Maybe you've had all these thoughts of being kidnapped because there is the slight possibility that your life started with a kidnapping. Because if I'm not mistaken, Monica, and you can verify this, are there any pictures of you with your family of you being a baby, as you were a baby?
No, but they just didn't take
it. What's the oldest picture that you have of yourself as a kid?
Antoine, I believe it came from a 2% milk carton.
That was like a year.
From the body camp store. Just like to pat myself on the back for being hilarious.
Oh, y'all gotta bring that
up. I will confess to that. It's a little mini confession. Is sometimes I sit at home later and I think of moments on the show and
you
go
laugh at yourself.
Zach, you are funny.
Oh my great. Somebody come kidnap him.
Yep.
Somebody come snatch
him. And I do the same thing every time. I retell the joke to my wife, and she don't laugh.
I'm glad. You get humbled. You get excited, and then you get humbled.
Big thing of humble pie, nothing else. So, yeah, have you seen this person, Monica Brooks, here in the top moments of the week